behind? How do you know they can stand up?
You see them. Everybody has a varying degree of athletic ability. And we're trying to teach them things that some of them haven't done in a while. Some have done them, some haven't done them. So we're just trying to find out what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are. It's an evaluation time for us to kind of find out, hey, this guy's good going at the quarterback, this guy's good coverage, this guy's good against the run, whatever it may be. And we're just trying to figure out what they do best, and then we'll take that into consideration as we move forward. Now, again, all this has just been in helmets and or shorts, you know, so when the pads come on, things are going to change. There'll be another degree of separation that will be added when guys start banging each other, so we'll find out a lot more about them.
Is the skill set there in the case of Cole and Graham in particular? Because it is significantly different from what they've done in the past.
Well, again, we're asking them to do things that they haven't been asked to do in a while, a number of them, and they've taken to it very well. I have seen improvement on those guys from the day we started to where we're at right now. They've absolutely improved. So it's fun. They're great. They're attentive. They're on the edge of their seats, like in our meetings. They're ready to go. They're interested in what's going on, and what this has brought out in them is their competitive spirit. When you challenge these guys, like, hey, I want to see if you can do anything. I wanted to see you take this drop. Great, I'll do it, coach. I want to see you make this kind of a run. Okay, I'll do it, coach. When you challenge them, that's the kind of spirit they have. They want to answer the call.
At what point do you think you'll know? Camp? Preseason?
Well, again, I think obviously it's going to go back into, we got to get pads on and find out a lot more about them. We're still in an evaluation process in terms of getting to know each other. I mean, they're still learning the playbook, all that stuff. So there's a lot that goes into it when they have a chance to kind of digest it all. But again, the pads will form another level of separation in terms of how guys play when the lights go on.
Why do you think the guys have been so eager to buy in to the program? Guy like Trenton's been here for 9 years.
Well, I think it goes back to the type of person he is. And again, just in a short period of time, I've been nothing but impressed with the kind of person that he is. If you'd ask him to stand on his head for 2 hours, he'd do it because he'll prove that he can do anything. And I think that's one of the things that's fun about coaching these guys is they're anxious to get back on the field every day. They're looking forward to be on the field. They want to learn. They're taking notes. They're eating up the information you're giving them in the meeting room, and they're listening the entire time in practice.
Is the ability to drop back a little overemphasized with what they're being asked to do?
Well, again, it's one of those things. There'll be techniques. We're not asking them to drop 30 yards or something. So they're going to be in short spaces, and there's going to be times they're going to be, they will be going back, but there's going to be times they're going to be going forward too. And that's what everybody wants to focus on. Okay, hey, they're dropping. There's going to be times they're going to be going forward too at the quarterback. So we like to focus on that also.
How much of the teaching aspect is relying on their instincts when they're playing in space and to recognize when they're going to have to drop back, when they're going to have to attack, when they're going to have to pick up a certain line?
Well, it's like a guy like Connor Barwin, who's played some standing up, he has a little bit more familiarity with it. He's seen it. He's been around it. It's happened like any of us when we do certain things. If we haven't done anything in that area, we're a little bit new and you're a little bit apprehensive at first. But once you get comfortable doing it, your confidence level starts to come up. And all of a sudden, you see them start playing with more confidence, you see them playing faster, playing quicker. And I think that's what you're seeing with the guys. Hey, we first started doing some of the drills. Yeah, there was rust there. But obviously, as the weeks have gone on here now, they've gotten better in the things that we've asked them to do.
What have you seen from Connor? Because he was the free agent signing, the guy who has experience doing it.
Again, I think you see a true professional in Connor. I think obviously you see a young man with good ability, but he's also a guy that prepares. He comes right. He comes to the facility anxious to get better, not only physically but mentally, and his approach to the game is that of a professional, of a true professional.
The perception with him, and Howie was quick to point out that it shouldn't be, is that his performance went down because of the numbers. Just because of the sacks last year. You look at different stuff, and apparently, from what they said, he probably had a better year with the year with fewer sacks than he did. I mean, do you look at that? I mean,
I'm sure. When all of a sudden he has a big year like 2 years ago, again, people are going to be turning their attention a little bit more to them, and then also they're scheming a little bit more for J.C. Watts, to get him going. There's a lot of factors that go into it. He didn't all of a sudden become a bad football player. He's a good football player. He's a guy that has ability, and again, he brings a level of professionalism. professionalism that we're really impressed with here.
What is it like practicing against Chippewa's offense?
Challenging. You learn the full length of the field. You learn how wide it is, and you learn how deep it is. You know, so you're going to have to cover everything. What's great about it, it forces you to be detail-oriented. You need to pay attention to, you know, and detail your work. You need to make sure you're on top of what you're doing, what your responsibility is, and you need to execute it every play.